Blog Talk Radio.
Walk away, cause there's sense in what I say. I'm 45th generation Roman, but I don't know or care when I'm spitting. So return to your sitting position and listen, it's fitting. And I'm miles ahead and they chase me. Show your face on TV, then we'll see. You can't do half, my crew laughs at your rhubarb and custard verses. You rain down curses, but I'm waving your hearses driving by. Streets riding high with the beats in the sky. All stare, eyes glazed, garage burned down, the fire raged. For 40 days and in 40 ways. But through the blaze they see it fade. The sea of black, the beaming heat on their faces. Then a figure emerges from the wastage. Eyes transfixed with a piercing gaze. One hand clutching his sword raised to the sky. They wonder how, they wonder why. The sky turns white, it all becomes clear. They felt lifted from their fears. They shed tears in the light after 6 dark years. Young bold soldiers. The fire burns, cracks and smoulders. 5 years older and wiser. The fires are burning on fire, never tire. Slay warriors in the forest and on higher. We sing, hear the strings rising. The war's over, the bells ring. Memories fading, soldiers slain. Looks like Jesus raving. The hazy fog over the ball ring. The lazy waves, the birds sing. A new baby's born every day. Few men may be scorned today. But look at things the other way, cause it may well be your final day. And then the crowds roar, they slay, they all say. I produce this using only my bare wit. Give me a jungle, a garage beat, and admit defeat. Use war and past injuries, my metaphor and simile. Get all applications into me before the deadline. Cause it's a fine line between strife for crimes and a life for crime. But you will.
Pull in his card about this story. Okay, now we're on. Now we got the real Rick Ross. We're going to play a game of Connect the Dots again. Let me start it off because I was on mute again. I can't believe that. Again. I need to quit that shit. But now let's connect the dots again. Let's start off with Rick Ross, the rapper. The rapper, Rick Ross. Okay. All right, I'm good. All right. Let's start off again. Let me connect the dots. Good look at my man Big Zal out there. I'm on mute again. Man, this is a good show. That's all right. Now, we're going to connect the dots again. Now, let's start off with this rapper called Rick Ross. Okay. Rick Ross was a guy that came out and said that he was a hustler. Okay. Now, we fast forward. This guy was supposed to be a CO in prison. Okay. And this, by the way, the people, this program is really social programming and how you guys are bought and sold on stories, and you're sort of total eat them up and you're sort of believe it. Excuse me. Okay. This guy was a CO in prison. He fucking denied it. He denied it. He denied it. Came out, it was true. Came out, it was true. Came out, it was fact. Okay. Everybody continued to rock with him, which was fine because it's not my job to get up here and pull Rick Ross's card. I'm just showing you guys how you were socially programmed into liking him. That's all. Because if anybody else would have did that, you guys would say, if anybody on the streets that you guys would know that did that, you would not deal with this person. You would not deal with this person's music. You wouldn't do it. Okay? Now what happens is the real Rick Ross comes out, pulls his card. Now they got the real Rick Ross looking like a nutcase, like he's not entitled to anything. When this guy made his own image, his own likeness off of Rick Ross. This guy's real name is William something. How do you get Rick Ross from William something? But you just got to walk with me. And this is how, you just got to walk with me. So he goes through this thing with 50 Cent. When 50 Cent is the one that really brought it out there, basically ethered him, had his baby mom, had his kids, everything, totally won the battle. But that's all right. That's cool because Jens didn't really care because Jens really wasn't feeling 50 right now because he was picking on your favorite rappers and you just didn't like the way he was rolling. That's fine. Okay. Now you just watch the rise of Rick Ross. Now he aligns himself with Puffy, Jay-Z, all these credible people, and you just see him rise to the top. Now, this is when it starts to get interesting because now he starts to sign all these rappers and stuff like that, and he's up there and he's making money. But this is when it starts really get interesting. Just lately, this is when you're about to fill in the blanks. This is when you're totally filling the blanks for them, okay? Rick Ross supposedly quit his tour because the gangster disciples wanted to, I don't know, cause him harm or whatever. Which we don't know if it did or not, but people will eat that up. You will be surprised if the people will come to you and say, hey, you seen Rick Ross got beef with the gangster disciples, and you look at them and like, how do you know that? Were you there? Where'd you get this information from? From the TV, they told you that he has beef with these people, and you ate it up. But that's cool. Don't even worry about that because it's not there. This is not the program. This is not what we're talking about right here. But you see where I'm going with this. I hope you do. Okay. Now, he supposedly stops this tour because he got some beef with the gangster disciples. Now, people to follow the hip-hop sites, you see the gangster disciples, supposedly gangster disciples getting on TV talking about how they're going to get at Rick Ross and stuff. Oh, come on, people. If you think some real gangster disciples is going to get on TV and tell people how they're going to touch a nigga up, come on. Those ain't no real gangster disciples. I'm sorry, those might be affiliates, but they ain't the real ones, the real niggas, because the real niggas ain't going to get on camera and talk none of that shit. They just ain't going to do it. Ha. Okay, now you fast forward to what the hottest news is today. Rick Ross gets shot up at his birthday party, and they show you a picture of this wrecked up car. You know what I mean? But there's only one thing missing out of this wrecked up car. There ain't no bullet holes. There's no bullet holes. So basically, this is what I'm saying. people already ate it up. The headline said Rick Ross's car gets shot up, and they show you a picture of a wrecked up car, by a house somewhere. You know what I'm saying? You guys didn't even look for yourself and say, there ain't even no bullets in there. There ain't even no bullets, there's no broken windows, no nothing. It just looks, the car is not even really, it's damaged, but it doesn't look like anything really happened to him or that car. It doesn't look shot up, people, if you look at the photo. So basically now, what everybody's going to connect, this, and you watch. They're going to say the gangster disciples shot up Rick Ross on his birthday, because it's going back to the original story, how the gangster disciples wanted to do him harm. Okay? You're going to fill the story in for them, because it's already psychologically planted in your head already. They already did that. They said that Rick Ross got a problem with the gangster disciples, and they showed you all these videos, and you said, oh, shit, it's going to be on. So what did they do? They showed you it's on. They showed Rick Ross, supposedly, when you see the photo, that man ain't getting, ain't no bullets in that car. Ain't no bullets, the windows ain't even broken on the car. The windows are not even broken on the car. But you will fill the story in for you. Watch. You'll see it. Watching you go on the social networks, you'll see the people already filling the blanks before they even said it, because they already set you up for this. You were already set up for something big to happen to Rick Ross. Because it was already psychological. Watch, them niggas is going to get at him. Watch. Eventually, they're going to catch up to him. They're going to catch up to Rick Ross. And it happened. Supposedly. I think it's staged. I say, yeah. Why would they stage something like that? Because you know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because we're not there. They showed us a photo and said Rick Ross gets shot up. And we've seen the headline. We didn't look at the picture ourselves. We just took the picture and said, oh, man, I seen somebody on Facebook said, now that is just straight up hating. They shot Rick Ross's car up and showed the picture. And this is what I mean by social engineering. When you're engineered socially to buy these fake stories, these fake, especially in hip hop, if come on. If you watch Disciples, watch this. I can't really say social engineering at this point. This is something else. But watch Disciples. On when somebody's album drops, there's always beef. Always. Somebody has to come out and say something bad about it. What was the purpose of Shine coming out of the week of Game's album and say he's whack or Kendrick Lamar? That's nothing but promotion. I hate to break the news to some of you people. Half of these rappers are best friends. They're calling them each other on the phone and saying, hey, let's do it. Let's get this money. The best example of that was the Kanye West 50 Cent thing, because they got together and said, we're going to stage a beef. You come out this day, and I come out this day. But if you look at it, they're not really allowed to beef because they're signed to the same label. And you might say, no, 50 Cent is signed to Eminem, and Kanye West is signed to Jay-Z. Well, Rockefeller is under Def Jam. Def Jam is under Universal, okay? Eminem signed to Dr. Dre. Aftermath is under Interscope. Interscope is Universal. Just like Universal Pictures, this is basically the same company. Seagrams, things of that nature. So who really wins the battle? The record company. So when you see these beefs, the record company is the ones that's really making the money. They don't really care, you know, if say if the Rick Ross thing was real, they wouldn't even care if he got killed because, you know, he would sell even more records for them. Because you would be like, oh, man, Rick Ross is a real nigga. He went out. You know what I'm saying? Them niggas was hating. When you wasn't even supposed to like them anyway, because the way hip-hop is set up, we don't mess with snitches. If somebody that you know from the hood, where we're from right now, was an XCO and wanted to rap, these guys will rip him the fuck apart. Especially if he lied about it. And just know Rick Ross lied about it. This guy, and majority of them these days, all these guys are fabricated. They have no story. You can't do your research on them because they're basically made up people. Me and Big Zal was going in the other day, yesterday, Coach Tao's Corner, about Trinidad James. Like, is that guy even, I don't even know if he's real. Like, I don't even know if he's a real person. Because I'm going back to, like, the first look of a person, because we're going about image, okay? And you know what the image is. You know, hip-hoppers rap. So if he didn't, his first look, did he come out looking like Romy Rome the first time you seen him? How did anybody even give him a chance? And it's not about the music. Hey, if the guy can get out the hood by doing that, hey, that's cool. But how and why? Where's the talent? Yes, you might have that one song. Is that what they're doing? Grooming guys up to be one-hit wonders? But that's a whole new different subject. I want to stick at the task at hand. We will fill the blanks in for them every time. They will set out the story, and we'll just fill it in. And if it's not, especially because we're so attracted to these rappers or these stars or whatever, and we act like we personally know them. We done turn in the stands. You can't even say nothing bad about somebody's rapper. That nigga, they'll speak up for that nigga like that's their best friend. Say something bad about Tupac. Try that as an exercise. Say something bad about Tupac and watch the reaction of these people. You would think that they were related to, shit, Big Two. You would think that they were related to these people. Watch their faces. Tell somebody that Big and Pac is whack. Tell them that and watch the reaction. We got to let that shit go, people. We don't know these people. So don't be surprised when one of these motherfuckers come out. I don't even want to say motherfucker. When one of these rappers come out and they say they're gay. I'll say that about Kanye West, and people will just try to rip me apart and say, you know, Kanye West, he can't be gay. Why can't he? Why can't he? Oh, he's fucking with Kim Kardashian. They got a baby together. How do you know? See? How do you know? Because the news told you. Are you there? Do you know Kanye? Do you know Kim? And the thing is, that's what they do. That's what gay people do anyway. If you know anything about that, they have things called a beard. They get girls to make them not look like they're gay. So why wouldn't, like, Kanye, if you look at it, Kanye can have damn near any girl that he wants. But he took the whore because everybody knows she's a whore from getting fucked on the tape. So he's like, you know, hey, At least you know I'm with a whore. I got to be fucking. See how that works? It's easy. And I don't really care if he's gay or not. I don't care what orifice anybody takes it in. I'm just saying that people get shocked because they buy into this shit to where it's like these people are perfect because they're on TV. They can't have any problems. They can't be this and that. And I like their music. And that's that. And Rick Ross was the best example I could say is because I've seen how the tune changed. Like, you know what I mean? Like, actually, I don't even think people even care that he was a CEO. When he denied it, people just said, okay. You know, when he came out, people was like, well, all right. But every day it was hustling my shit, though. And this is coming from a CEO. This is coming from a person of authority. We hate CEOs. I hate jail. But I for damn sure don't want to. But Vince don't care. Vince will say, yo, you know what, man? Dude, we're trying to make a living for ourselves. So you're going to make an excuse for him. Just say it. I would like you to just say, you know what? I like an ex-cop. But it hurts you to say that because you know that you've been fooled. You know you've been fooled. You know you've been had. Every time you listen to Rick Ross, you probably get a step of like, you know what? Fuck it. Because you know you compromise yourself over a fake person, basically. A fabricated person. He's fabricated. He's fabricated. And that shit comes in handy at the bar when you have one or two. I'm not perfect. I'm not going to sit up here and say I'm perfect. But I know what's going on. I know what's going on. I know the programming. I know how it works. I don't know who got an album in a pipeline, you know, but I guarantee you pretty soon they'll have some type of beef or some type of super controversy to pipe up themselves. Something. Like Ice-T getting up there saying, fuck Soulja Boy. Now, that was not like, now look what I'm saying. That was nothing but a commercial for Soulja Boy. Because everybody knows that all press is good press. Especially if I know that, a guy on the couch, you know the people in the industry know that. So why would you even diss somebody, especially at the time of their record is coming out, unless you're trying to give them attention? Even, you know, yeah, unless you're trying to give them attention. Because it comes to, then that comes the headline. Oh, this person, you know, I can now I can go with the Shine. Well, Shine dissed the game, you know, and said his was whack, and Kendrick Lamar's album is trash. Oh, now you just look for yourself. Okay, what day was that? Tuesday, Wednesday, or day before the album, or a couple days after. You know, so everybody's going to say, oh, Shine's tripping. You know what I mean? Fuck that. I'm going to go get that Kendrick Lamar album. And that's how it works. That's how it works. Hey, how about this one? I'll give you something else. You remember the Atkins diet? I know this has nothing to do with nothing. But remember when people was running around here doing the Atkins diet? They had no idea what that was until that tube told them. Then it was the low carbs. Then the low carbs diet. Now it's P90X. You don't know what you want. I don't want. Nobody really, really knows what they want. We're told what we want. We're giving options, and we say, you know what, I'm going to take that. The lesser of two evil mentality. Hey, I don't like him. You know what, Obama's my guy, but you know, Mitt Romney, he's better, but I got to go with the black guy. Lesser of two evils. Because that's just the way you are. Some people are just group thinkers. They can't stand out and speak for themselves. So those people, those are the people to get heard up, people to think outside the box. But I'm still getting off task here. But you guys got to watch these stories. You got to watch this, these reality TV shows and quit trying to emulate these people. These people are fake. They're here to play a role for you to emulate. Look at it. I did go on a rant last week and saying about black women wearing Uggs. But do I have a point? Where did you get that from? Where'd you get it from? It's nothing you didn't wake up in the morning and say, you know what, I'm gonna buy a pair of Uggs. You seen the Kardashians or whatever, Paris Hilton do it, and it's acceptable socially, and that's what you're gonna do. So with that being said, got 90 seconds left. Thanks for the couple calls that was out there. Tune in tomorrow for my man DJ Dondi. Check me out on the archives here in about 60 seconds. Up at Smoke Radio. Peace out.